Like most of the gospel accounts, these are stories. This is a story that is very familiar to us, of course, this appearance of the angel Gabriel to Joseph in his dream. And his response, on the one hand, might be understandable, and it might be puzzling. And there's been a lot of ink spilled about why he was intent on divorcing Mary prior to the angel's appearance. And throughout the history of the church, many saints have mused on this. So, first of all, to describe a little bit the marriage custom of Jews of the day, this betrothal was not quite the same thing as an engagement. I think sometimes it's kind of, there's an equivalence drawn there. It's not in any way the same. An engagement in our kind of conception, in our culture, is essentially, it's meaningful. It's meaningful between the two people, but there's nothing legally binding about any of it. There's nothing, it can be simply broken with a word, right? Whereas the betrothal process is actually a marriage. It's legally binding, just as a marriage is. It's just that the two people have not begun to cohabitate yet. That was for whatever reason. And that could last, a very short period or as long as a year or longer. So there was but it was still legal. Like, you had to offer a bill of divorce if you were to break this betrothal. Right? So this is why Joseph is talking about a divorce, right? Because according to the law, that was necessary in order to break this commitment. People kind of, in general, took their commitments a lot more seriously back then. The good old days, I guess you could say. But at any rate, he was pursuing this divorce. And of course, why? Well, Mary is found to be with child. And so it says he's a righteous man, right? So he's very meticulous about observing God's law, right? And so the law made this allowance for a divorce, but he didn't want it to be public, and he didn't want it to be something that would incur shame. It says he was unwilling to expose her to shame. In other words, to make it a public affair. Now, why? Of course. So there are three different traditional interpretations of this. One is that of Joseph's suspicion. This is one of the reasons why Joseph was afraid to take her into his home. Because, of course, just according to the evidence, here she is, she's pregnant. He knows that they have not, and as I said before on the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, they had no intention of entering into carnal relations. And so he's like, okay, well, something's wrong here. So the assumption is that it's by someone else, some other man. And so he begins to proceed according to that supposition of suspicion. He suspects her of this. And so he's hurt. He's hurt by this notion that she would be unfaithful to him. And this is such saints as John Chrysostom, Augustine of Hippo, and St. Justin Martyr. Had this sort of an interpretation as to why Joseph would do this. The second is that he's simply perplexed. He doesn't know what to make of all of this. He knows that Mary's a good woman. He knows that she would not do this sort of a thing, but he just simply can't make sense of it. He's so confused that he doesn't know that he can enter into this thing. He just doesn't know. His feet have been knocked out from under him, in a sense. So he's just very confused. He's perplexed, as it were. And this is something that's put forth by the great Saint Jerome himself, the great biblical scholar of the 400s, and he was 300 and 400s. And he was also the one who translated the scriptures into the vernacular language at the time, which is, of course, Latin. And So, you know, his interpretation carries a lot of weight. You know, what do you make of this? So Joseph, the picture is Joseph simply scratching his head over this thing. And then finally, there is the reverence reason for his being afraid, right? Because he knows Mary. He knows that she is completely virtuous according to everything that he has ever seen. And he intuits what's going on there, that this is something that is a miracle of God. And so, but he also recognizes that he himself, though a virtuous man, is also just a man. And he is, like St. Peter, you know, almost saying, depart from me. You know, I'm unworthy. You know, and that's a position that was put forth by two of my favorites, of course, Thomas Aquinas and St. Bernard of Clairvaux. So we have these three possibilities as to why Joseph is afraid. Okay, that's all very nice, Father. You know, thanks for the biblical exegesis. But as with everything here, and as with every one of these delvings into the Scripture, what does this mean for us? What import does this have for us? What impact does this have on our lives? Well, what are the reasons that we are afraid? Clearly, it was the will of God that Mary be taken into Joseph's home. Why would he bother to send Gabriel, right? Gabriel, stop what you're doing. I need you to go do something for me, right? And then he goes and talks to Joseph in his dream. Why would he do that if it wasn't his will? Of course it was his will. So for some reason, Joseph was afraid to do the will of God. And it had to be spelled out to him that this is the will of God. And so then he does what is asked of him, as, of course, the great Saint Joseph would do. We are asked to do various things, right? Whether it's to observe the objective teachings of God as given to us through the church, or we might have an intuition as to a particular decision that we're trying to make, and though there's a certain rightness to one of those avenues that we might choose, it might also seem to be rather difficult for various reasons. You know, it might be embarrassing to us. We might think it's potentially hurtful to us. We might feel like we're not worthy of it. We might be just totally confused about why. Why would God be asking me to go this direction? It doesn't make any sense. There could be all these reasons, and yet it doesn't necessarily change the fact that it is the will of God. So we find ourselves in these situations all the time. I know I have. And reasons for fearfulness that Joseph might have had are reasons that I have had. You know, the suspicion theory, right? That Mary has hurt him in some way, and so he is reluctant to have her into his home. Right? How many times have we been reluctant to do the will of God because we are afraid that we are either going to be hurt or we think that he has hurt us in asking us to take a particular path? The perplexity of things, right? Why? This doesn't make any sense. Why am I in this situation that I am in? I can't process it. I can't see an avenue by which this is actually going to turn out well. Therefore, I don't want to do it anymore, or I don't want to do it to begin with. And then there's the reverence side of things, right? That we in our in legitimate humility might say, I don't know that I'm right for this. But here's the thing, if God is calling us, you know, he's going to equip us, right? We have to have that confidence. I mean, Moses, for goodness sake, all of the scriptures are shot through with people who were unequal to the task that was asked of them, and yet they did it. Moses, David, Solomon, you know, Joseph, as virtuous as he was, as great of a man as he was, he just recognized that he was not God. Right? He recognized that this was a big thing for him to do, to take on this holy family. that was very different. He knew that it would probably, there'd be all the rumors, you know. Oh, this guy, he's, you know, taking care of somebody else's kid, you know. Oh, this guy, you know, he's, you know, he's just a humble carpenter, you know, and he's, you know, whatever. You know, you could fill in the blanks with whatever kind of fears that might be bouncing around in the back of his head. And we're like that too. I think most especially there is fear that we would even embrace our Catholic faith in a very public way. You know, or that we would embrace our Catholic faith in making decisions that are rather difficult, whether that's, you know, a particular moral decision or even to the extreme of stepping away from a relationship that we know isn't good for us and is not conducive to our holiness and to our salvation. You know, we've all been there, I think, you know, in some measure or another. You know, are we willing to do what we know is right whenever it might be fraught with difficulty? You know, and you can put that into whatever context that you are in, right? Are we afraid of being hurt by God? Are we just puzzled about what it is that he's asking of us? Do we think that we're not equal to what it is that he is asking of us? You know, and all of those things are reasons why we say no. But as we make these final preparations for Christmas, and we acknowledge that also, because Joseph said yes, Jesus received from him by adoption the Davidic rites. He was a child of David and a fulfillment of the messianic prophecies because Joseph said yes. He was protected from the hatred and the ire and the danger of Herod. He was provided for in his humanity by this great man because he said yes. And so, even though what God asks of us may be scary, perplexing, or otherwise overwhelming to us at the moment, rest assured, when God asks us to do something, it is going to turn out for the very best, for the very best, and we should have confidence in that. Let's ask for a deeper sense of that confidence that we may always and everywhere embrace the will of God for each of us.